address for you as well. Hang on here.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Juan?
Hi.
Hi, Juan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. It's been a busy day today. Good problem. I know you were speaking
great,
with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. She said you had some questions about our services.
Yeah, actually, I do.
First
of all, She mentioned to me that she had a position on the first page of the Google search for the business that I have.
Power washing, Denver.
Mm-hmm. How do those positions vacate? And I thought I was under the impression that, and obviously I don't know this firsthand, this is just hearsay, but I thought I was under the impression that in order to get into that top page is really based on reviews. Right, and traffic
No. Yeah, I mean, I know you don't have any reviews. Like, you do have a Google Business Profile with a website attached, and obviously there's still some work that needs to be done on the Google Business Profile before we complete the optimization. But, I mean, we have a guy that was up there, which is why the spot vacated. He's relocating to another area. But Colorado Power Wash LLC, they got 2 reviews. 5-star, and they're the number one spot for all of Denver. So it's got nothing to do with reviews. Usually the guys that have the reviews have been in business for a while, and they could usually afford to pay for these kind of advertisements. So that's probably why you see them with more reviews up there, you know? They're obviously making some more money, and they've been doing it for a while, so they could afford to do it. But it's not based on reviews. They're paid advertisements. The guys in the Google Guarantee are paying per lead. The guys in the Google Ads section where it says sponsored is pay-per-click. And then the guys that are in this local map section right here next to the map where we're talking about listing you now, they're paying a flat monthly rate. So there's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. It's just a one-time charge each month. So it just depends on what type of advertisement or placement that you want. And then for the Google Places ones, we have to have a position actually available within your service area in order to put you there. So that's why we were reaching out to you today, because we did see that you had a Google Business Profile already. And then we also saw that you were invested in some other things that were like pay-per-lead services. And a lot of pay-per-lead services get their leads from doing Google advertising themselves, and they just resell the leads. So we figured you might be a good person to talk to about this, where we could list you independently and just let people call you direct.
Interesting. How did you gather all this information? I'm curious.
Well, we're a Google partner, so anything you submit to the Google search engine or any directory that's on the Google search engine, I mean, you're basically submitting your information to Google.
And then Google reaches out to you, and you guys reach out to me.
Well, yeah, we're a Google partner, so they'll send us the list of the guys that qualify. A lot of times people inquire about the positions throughout the year, too, to get their business there. But if there's not availability in their industry or area, they just would throw you on this list as long as there's nothing, like, negative about your business out there. And then once the spot opens up, they have, like, 40 of my reps, like Tara. They just kind of call down it until we fill that spot.
Interesting. Okay, well,
and we've been doing that since 2004. It's 20 years now.
Great. Yeah, no.
I've only been here for 12.
Yeah, it's a good business model.
Good for business owners.
All right, well, I mean,
you know,
I agree.
Get you in front of your customers.
But I agree. Yeah, the my Google profile definitely needs some work. Well, because I kind of like kept it standstill for a while. Some of the things like took my attention, but it's funny that you're calling me because this is actually the moment where I'm like starting to like re-engage fully into that project.
The website's not bad. I mean, you guys got the website going. It does need to be verified though, so we got to have you fill out like your verification form. And then they also will send you that PIN in the mail called a PIN verification letter. I'm sure you heard about that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you get the little red dot on the map there. So we'll actually send that out today. If you come on board with us, we'll send the PIN out, and then we'll also send you the form for Google verification. You got to fill that out. and then you'll get your badge and your check mark there once you go through that. And then we go actually into the back end of this Google business profile, and we have like an algorithm update that Google gives us access to as their partner, and we'll implement that update for your individual keywords or services, and that's what I'll actually make you show as a top option on page one.
Okay. Interesting. So what are we looking at?
From a pricing perspective? Well, you already have your own site, so let me see. We don't got to build you a site. And then there's a new in business credit that'll save you about $50 per month. Give me 1 second. I can offer you our platinum bundle. All right, hold on. Do you get texting on this number?
Of course.
Okay. It'd be a lot easier if I could just show you this rather than tell you, because it's a package. It's got a couple of different things that we'd be doing for you in there. Give me 1 second.
You answered my question that I was going to ask.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have a website or something? all right. Here you go. Sounds like you're at like a grocery store or something.
I'm at Applebee's.
Applebee's. Okay. There you go. Like, it sounds like a place where somebody's getting food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I've caught guys on there on a roof. They're in a tree.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a long time. So, you know, everybody I work with, the business owner, they're always like in a hurry or in a weird spot. It's weird. So
where are you guys based out of?
We're out of Fountain Valley, California. We also have a Newport Beach location and a Costa Mesa location. So we have 3 locations in Orange County, California.
Okay, yeah. I see over here, 10175 Slater Avenue, Fountain Valley.
That's the Fountain Valley, yep. Yeah, and if you look up Google Building 1, they're right up the 405. It's like across the street. Well, across the highway, because it's not a street, right? You can't walk across it. But they're right on the other side of the 405 freeway from us. So it's Google Building 1 is our partner company.
Interesting.
So Southern California Google. Then there's a Central, and there's also one in San Francisco as well. So all the Google partners are usually within reaching distance of the Google headquarters. If somebody's calling you out of Colorado, they're more likely not a Google partner. They're probably like a lead gen company like Home Advisor or Angie or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, we got a lot of reviews up there. We've been in business since 2004. So there's like Glassdoor and BirdEye and Google, and still A-plus accredited with the BBB after 20 years in business.
Yeah, I'm reading through these right now.
Yeah. I always get questions about our BBB, but we have no unresolved complaints in our BBB, so that's how we keep our A-plus accreditation. But we've accumulated like 32 or 33 like negative reviews. A lot of those guys are still our clients, so... The BBB is always the one I get questions for. All the other ones, I mean, it's 4.2, 4.7, 4.9. Yeah.
No, I really like how you literally reply to every single review.
Yeah, we take care of our clients because our services are month to month. So it's like we're not going to get paid if you guys aren't getting paid. You know, so if a client has a problem...
Right.
And we're losing money. And the whole point of Google having us as a partner of theirs is to help them with retention. You know, a lot of times the business owners were having problems or things that they needed help with in their campaign, and Google didn't have a place for them to actually get the help that they need. They'd get thrown onto this list, and, you know, so if they couldn't figure it out or if it wasn't working how the business owner wanted to, they just cancel it. They're like, why am I going to pay for this every month, you know? So a big reason we have the partner program is because we can get in there. We're all Google certified technicians. Make sure the campaigns are working for you and you're getting results from it. Because ultimately people sign up for these services to get job opportunities. You know, they want to get leads. So just being up there isn't always enough for them. So, you know, that's kind of our role as a partner is we get in there and make sure things are working for you guys and there's no like hiccups that are holding you back or getting your listing suspended and things like that. And then obviously if it works out, then you continue to use it, right? So.
Right, no, of course, yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. So Google's only way of retaining those accounts is through the Google Partner Program. Otherwise, it's just kind of like, I don't know, you guys set it up on your own, see what happens with the Google Ads, which are the pay-per-click campaigns. Before the Google Partner Program started, it was a lot like you were explaining, though, where it was based on reviews before, like back in 2014, 2015. That's when they stopped doing that. When they started the partner program is when they stopped having it be based off of leads. It was more just like, okay, what business owners are seeing the value of being a top option and are willing to pay for it each month instead of just try to achieve it organically without paying Google. And so a lot of business owners were trying to achieve that organic placement instead of pay Google. And so they've kind of monetized that system now where everybody you see on that first page is going to be working with a Google partner or either paying for the ads or paying for the leads directly.
Interesting, interesting. Which is the monthly fee, correct?
Well, for the Google Places placement that I'm offering you, it's month to month. Yeah, but if you do Google Ads, it's pay-per-click, so you could set aside like a $500 budget, and then once you run out of clicks, the ad will rotate off until the payment renews. So that's why I'm not really a huge fan of those, but I only recommend Google Ads if a guy's already doing a local listing like this, and then he tells me he wants to cover like more than 40 miles. Then I would have to get a Google Ads campaign because these local listings are limited to a 40-mile radius, the Google Places guys. But it's still...
Google Ads, that's an additional fee?
With Google Ads? Yeah, it's its own separate package. But you could see the packages there, actually. So the first ones that say... the ones that say Premier that are more expensive, it also has Google Ads in them. And then the ones at the very bottom are without the Google Ads, just focusing on that local listing, Google Places. And then we also do other things like Facebook, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Bing, Amazon Alexa. You know, there's various different things we could do for you as a Google partner because all these directories have pre-existing relationships with Google. So we're able to get our clients on there for pennies on the dollar of what it would cost them to do it themselves. And it's just a lot easier to bundle it, too. That way you don't have, like, 100 different bills floating around, you know? We're like a one-stop shop for all the online advertising needs. And it really helps us provide consistency to Google on your listing. You know, like, we can make sure that there's not a separate address on Yelp than what we're submitting to Google, or, like, a separate phone number or the name's misspelled wrong. You know, we're able to make sure all those listings are matching up and congruent because... There's an AI system that kind of reads it. It's part of the algorithm that we implement. So if one of those things is wrong, you know, they like suspend the listing or they don't actually even offer it to the potential customers because of the discrepancies. They're not able to verify if it's actually accurate.
Right. Yeah, that makes total sense.
I'm giving you really in-depth explanations here, but I feel like you can understand it. So that's.
Oh no. I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Okay.
I find this really interesting and really intriguing, but I must admit, I'm just getting started, you know?
Yeah.
And, this is something that I might more look into once I have my partner join me here in Colorado, because as of right now, it's just myself.
Okay.
And so, you know, I obviously need to keep my day job, in order to, you know, sustain things in the meantime while this grows.
Oh, I hear you. Well, I wanted to tell you this.
You know?
So, again, like the last time we had a spot available for power washing and pressure washing in Denver for a Google Places placement was almost a year ago. So it's not a very common thing where we could just throw you up there for this section where you don't have to, like, pay per lead or clicker call. It's just a flat monthly one. So what I was going to say is I could put you on that platinum bundle. It's the last package down. It also has, like, some Facebook ads and other features in there. But what I was going to offer to do was reduce the monthly rate on that by 50% as part of a new in business credit that Tara requested. And then normally we have a setup fee, too. It's usually $299 setup fee you could see in the fine print. But I was going to offer to get that waived for you, mainly because I see that you've already invested in, like, building a website. You're doing Home Advisor by Angie's. So it looks to me like you're already spent a good amount of your marketing budget or allotted maybe some money to. Yeah. So I'd be willing to waive that if it means that we could get our foot in the door and have the opportunity to kind of compete, I guess, against Home Advisor by Angie. I don't think it'll be much competition. I think we'll be able to squash those guys. I think we'll be able to save you money on lead fees. I think we'll be able to generate more leads for you on a consistent basis with that package. So my offer to you was just $299 out the door on that platinum bundle. It'd save you about $600 off the initial investment. It'll save you $300 every month moving forward because I'd lock you in on that rate. And then since it has that Google Play, indefinitely. Indefinitely.
Okay.
And then since it's a Google Places placement, you don't have to worry about any other lead fees, click fees, or call fees popping up on you throughout the month. So it's just that $299, and that'll cover you all the way up until July 13th. And my plan of action on my end would just be to try to drive as much traffic and lead opportunities to you as possible through those resources before that next bill rolls around, and hopefully retain you as a long-term client of ours. You know, and you could allot your marketing budget to Google advertising.
You're good, John.
You are good. I love what I do. I'm passionate about it.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
All I'm asking is a one-month commitment to kind of prove to you that this is the route, and we could take care of you and put you in position to generate some customers on a consistent basis online.
My goodness.
And we send all this in writing, too, if you're worried about the bill ever going back up in the future. I know that was a key point that you made right there. Yeah, but we always document it. There, at point of sale, you get an outline of the agreement in writing, and you got to sign off on it, too. And then we also send you your Google verification form so you could fill that out and send it back into us. We can get your verification done. And here's the thing, too, Juan. Even if you're on the fence about committing to it long-term, that's fine. You know, everybody we work with, they're kind of, this is how we do it. You know, we start out month to month. Because we're kind of trying you guys out, too, right? We want to make sure your reviews come back good and things like that. But if you do discontinue it, you know, we don't go in there and delete anything. We just stop doing the optimization. So you won't see yourself on the first page anymore for power washing, pressure washing, or any of the services, but you'll still have that verified Google business profile, which it's not right now. You'll still have all the reviews from the clients that we generated from you that you pick up while you're using our service. Like, all that stuff still sticks. So from a credibility standpoint, I mean, your business gets a big boost from that, even if you only do it for a couple of months. But again,
there's no argument there. There's no evidence there. Okay.
But that's worst case scenario. That's what I'm saying, too. So you're going, hey, yeah, that's beneficial, but that's worst case scenario, you leave after a couple months. You know, our goal is to work with you forever. You know, we want you to use this service month in and month out. But you're in a great area. Yeah. You're also at the peak time of the year. Like, according to Google Analytics, just in the last 30 days, we've had 1,812 searches for power washing in this Denver metro area. So, no, I mean, if we can't get you a consistent flow of clients, Juan, nobody can. I mean, we're putting you where 90% of people are pulling the trigger. You know, we're getting a lot of eyes on you. Imagine if 1,800 people seen your business at the time they were looking for a power washing company last month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, even 1% of that traffic is going to make a big difference in your pocketbook.
Agreed. So, what was that, $299?
It'll be $299 exactly. So you're getting the essential price, but you're getting the platinum package bundle. And I'm waiving the setup fee.
Okay. And you guys are going to set up my Google review account or something like that?
Your Google business profile, yeah. Yeah, your GBP.
Google business profile.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What else is there apart from listing it on the first page? Is the Google page?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Yeah. So it's you guys set up the Google page, right? Google page.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Google Places.
And I get. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I get listed on the first page. And what else?
So the platinum package, right? Are you still on that link I sent you?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so you get Google Places. So we're not only creating the Google business profile, verifying it. That's one thing, right? That's usually what the setup fee is for. But you're getting Google Places placement. So now you're on the first page of the search results for your services on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're on the first page of the search results for Bing. You're on Bing Local is what it's called. So it's a similar kind of search results, except Bing gives them 5 options instead of just the 3 you see on Google. So you're covered there, too, because Bing pulls from Google's guys to give their recommendations. So by us doing this submission, you're a top option on Google and Bing. Google it makes up for 90% of searches on the Internet, and Bing makes up for 8%. When people are searching on Safari on their mobile device like their iPhone, it's a default to Google. So it's actually Google that they're searching on. So, you know, we're covering 98% of searches if somebody pulls out their phone and they type in power washing or pressure washing just with those two right there, okay? And then also there's Facebook ads. So you have like a Facebook business profile that we create and host for you, and we run ads through it. So if people look up power washing or pressure washing on Facebook, they'll be able to see you there. Or if they look it up on another platform and then they hop on Facebook, it follows them. It's a remarketing campaign. You'll be a sponsored pop-up on their page. Okay? That's Facebook. And then there's also Yelp, which is a directory submission. I'm not a huge fan of it. You can actually opt out of that if you want. I know Yelp has some crazy things where they'll, like, you know, if you get a negative review, they'll throw it up there. But if you get a positive review, they want you to pay for it. You know? We don't do that. We just do... Huh?
Yeah, no. I said, yeah, no, that doesn't sound too attractive.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's like blackmailing almost. But some of our clients do like Yelp, and they use it as a review source. And since they have a pre-existing relationship with Google, we could submit you to that platform at no charge. But the other things, like buying the reviews and stuff, that has to go directly through them if you want to do that. And then we also do Yellow Pages submission, and you're on Amazon Alexa voice search results for iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Amazon Alexa devices, excuse me, sorry. So if they're doing like a voice search, like, hey, Alexa, find a power washing company near me, you'll be one of the top options for that as well. And then, of course, on the mobile platform. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What's SEO content creation?
SEO content creation? Sorry about that. I set off the Siri on my phone when I was talking to you about the devices. She thought I was talking to her. She started talking to me. But SEO content is search engine optimization content. So SEO just stands for search engine optimization, our SEO, right? That's what it's known for, known as. So the content is just content that Google wants us to create that matches up, right? So, like, for example, on Yelp, you know, you want to make sure that all your online listings have the same services that were listing on the first page of Google on the other platforms, Bing, you know, Amazon Alexa. It all has to match up. Otherwise, the search engine is AI. It's not able to read it. That's what I was telling you earlier. Like, sometimes they'll end up suspending listings if things don't match up. So that search engine optimized content has to be created and hosted and monitored. So that way, if anything changes, like if your guy makes a dramatic change on your website, you know, it could cause a problem. It could actually, like, negatively affect your advertising. If that site's directing them to something that's talking about roofing and everything else online for your business is talking about pressure washing, Google kind of puts everything on hold. The AI puts everything on hold. Kind of like, whoa, 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 whoa. Can we verify this stuff and make sure this stuff matches up before we start giving it out to people? So the SEO content is just the content that's optimized for the search engine.
Okay.
Yeah, we create that content for you. It's part of our coding and our algorithm updates that we get. So it sounds complicated, but it's pretty easy. It's mostly just make sure everything matches up. so that way it's an acceptable way for the search engine AI to read and verify.
Right, the keywords, right?
Yeah, keywords is part of it, too.
The keyword search engine, yeah.
Yeah, but it's even like your mission statement, you know, or like your address or your phone number if you have a different phone number. So it all has to match up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, or like if one listing says LLC and the other one doesn't, you know, we got to verify all that stuff for you. So we host it all for you.
Popular directory submissions.
Yep. So popular directories, you can, these are optional. So you can opt into these and opt out of these. A lot of my guys opt out of them because sometimes these popular directories do leak your information. So that's just food for thought. The benefit to doing the popular directory submission is you're getting your name out there as much as possible. So it's it's not just Yelp, Yellow Pages, it's Merchant Circle, it's Manta, it's AOL, it's All Pages, Thumbtack. There's about 60 different ones that you could opt into. But we do always urge our clients to proceed with caution. If you do want that, we'll still do it for you. It's kind of like an old school method of marketing that we used to do back in the day. And now it's not really required anymore since we're a Google partner. But we can provide those directory submissions if you want them. But again, you know, you do run the risk of those directories potentially leaking your information to other platforms. Maybe you're getting sales offers for other things or stuff like that. So.
Interesting. Okay. Reviews monitoring, that's self-explanatory. Optimized landing page, that's self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. Advanced reporting, what's that?
Yeah, so we have an app, actually. So you have advanced reporting, call and conversion tracking, all through an account dashboard. It comes in the form of a downloadable app. Yeah, you'll have your own username and password. You could log in there, and you could actually see the success of the campaign. So you'd be able to see all the leads you're getting, what keywords they typed in to find you, what zip codes they came from. You'll also be able to see the leads if they came from Google, Bing, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages. You'll have a breakdown of where they came from, how you're, you know, what kind of results you're seeing from each individual platform. There's also a section in there where you could request reviews and send people a live link to your Google business profile so they could add that star rating and kind of type out a review on your company to help build up your reviews. And that helps us actually monitor your reviews as well. If somebody writes something negative on that page, we have the opportunity to dispute it before it's actually published and verify that it was an actual client or an actual real-world situation that happened and not somebody just mad because you called them or your competitor trying to bash you.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so there is an app, though, just to put it in short terms, and that's kind of condenses those things, the call and conversion tracking, the account dashboard access. I mean, it's all just describing the app, really.
The app, okay.
Yeah.
How do you guys do lead generation just by posting the site?
Yeah,
the
it's live
page,
lead generation.
Or there's more to that?
Well, it's live lead generation. So we're actually listing you for your services, and then the person's looking up the services, seeing you as a top option, and if they click on it with the click-to-call feature, you're getting a live call from somebody in the vicinity that we're targeting, and that was just looking up power washing or pressure washing. So that's about as live of a lead as you could generate.
Right. Oh, man. Okay.
Sounds complicated, but it's pretty easy, but I like explaining this
to
you because then you know exactly what we're bringing to the table for your business. You know, all these
things.
I mean, if you try to pay a guy $2.99 for a month to stand outside and spin a sign for you or go door knocking for you, you know, it's not going to work, right? You're going to pay him that over like 2-3 days. So the fact that I'm able to bundle all these services in there for you at that rate, and we're really banking on it working and you liking what we're bringing in for your company and want to continue to use it each month.
Okay. When do I need to make a decision, John?
Well, you could tell I'm working hard. I mean, we're actively looking to fill the spot. So our goal is to fill it as soon as possible. We're kind of pounding this list here, looking for one of you guys to hopefully give us the shot.
Okay. It's just that, to be quite frank, I only do this on the weekends, you know?
Oh,
part time. Yeah. And, oh man, this is,
bad little kids.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you heard that?
Yeah, I can hear him all the way over here in California. Tell him to quiet.
I will. I'm going to go throw a fry at them.
That's funny.
I
got two myself.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
same. All in good fun. All in good humor.
So let me ask you this. So you're saying this is part-time on the weekends. I mean, do you plan on this becoming a full-time thing?
Yeah.
Like, do you want to leave your day job and do this
yeah.
full time? Yeah.
Well, of course.
What better way to do it than this?
Yeah, that's exactly the thought that was traversing my mind right now.
Yeah, got to go all in. Can't halfway it or the business will never be successful.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
It's kind of like a full-time sales rep for your company, you know?
Yeah.
They're basically just out there vouching credibility and reeling in prospects for you when you're sleeping or focused on doing the other day job. We'll build up that pipeline for you. So like I said, even if you're working full-time and you're not answering these calls like as they're coming in live because you're busy, that tracking system is just an app in your phone. Like when you're available, you can call them up, schedule it out on the weekends. I mean, schedule it after work or when you can get to them. But, you know, we want to have the horse before the carriage, so to speak. This will build up that pipeline of business. You're going to want to get booked up quite a bit before you actually part ways with a full-time job. So this would be the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all right. I'm sold.
All right, I was holding my breath. You're going to love it. You're going to love it, I'm telling you. If you could do anything with Home Advisor and this, I have no doubt this would be a great fit for you.
Yeah, well, I'm literally going to call Angie's List right now and cancel that.
Okay, yeah.
I'm still in that window where I... Yeah.
Here, let me help you out. I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm just going to send you this article, and it'll be like a little ammo if you get into an argument with them about getting your money back. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Right, it's just a tool you can use. Okay.
I love tools.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to do this, though, so that's why I'm like, I'm not going to say out loud because the call's recorded.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. There you go. I like it. Yeah, but if you click on that, and then you could, like, report if you need to or, you know, add to that pile, but they're already on a short leash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did read some of this.
Yeah, since 2014.
Yeah.
If you look at the reviews from the business owners that use it, they're really bad. A lot of the reviews they show and they sell people on how they're so great, but it's homeowners who are like, filled out a form, got 5 quotes, and picked the cheapest guy. So, of course, they're happy, but the business owners... You know, they're paying for those leads. They're not happy, you know? So.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to create the Google Business Profile. You do have a lot of stuff on your Google Business Profile already, and I already have your site here, but I just want to verify. So the phone number that we're on right now is the same number that's on the Google Business Profile. You want to leave that as is?
Yeah, that's my business phone number, yeah.
Okay. And then the website... The Arapaho pressurewashing.com. You're good with that site being up there? You're comfortable with it?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be updated here shortly.
Okay.
But for now, that's fine. Yeah.
All right, perfect. There's no reviews on there. All right, and then I didn't press send yet. Hold on. I'm going to send you your Google verification form right now. You got to fill this out. You don't got to do it right now. You can do it this evening or tomorrow. And then we're also going to do a client interview with you tomorrow. Our client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes. What do you think would be the best time to do the client interview tomorrow?
What time do you have available?
So for Mountain Standard Time, because we're an hour behind you, so it'd be 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. I have 9 a.m. I have 10. These are all hour windows, so they're like 10 to 11, 11 to 12. It looks
and
like
this is Mountain or Pacific.
These are Mountain Standard Time. So if we're going Mountain Standard Time, it'd be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, let's do 12 to 1.
12 to 1. Okay. All right, and I'm going to send you a calendar invitation and a text message. What's your business email address?
Sure, it's Arapaho P. Washing.
Okay.
At Gmail.
Perfect. Already at Gmail.
HOE.
Yeah, just like the business name, right? Arapaho?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
Is that Native American?
It is.
Yeah, I like that.
It's actually a mountain here in near Denver.
Oh. I don't know why I wasn't aware of that.
It was my first mountain hike. It was my first mountain hike, yeah. It was the reason why I decided to move out here. It was my first hike.
Your first hike? Like ever?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing your whole life?
Living in Chicago, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Living in Chicago.
I bet that's a nice change of pace out in Colorado, huh? It's a lot more relaxed.
I love it out here.
Yeah.
I love it out here. The people are great. You don't have that, the frenzy from living in a major city, you know, where Chicago is, and it's lovely. I love it.
I have a brother that lives in Colorado, but he lives in Telluride.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of far from Denver.
Beautiful.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
beautiful,
it's about
little mountain
7-8 hours.
Town, right? Yeah. It actually took me like 13 and a half or 14 hours to drive there from Orange County, California. I drove out there in a 4Runner. Yeah, it took a while. Yeah, but I've flown out there a couple times as well. You have to fly into Denver. There's another airport, too, actually, that you could fly into, but we flew into Denver and drove over there one time, too, but... Only things I know about Denver are, like, I fished out there before, and then you hear all the stories about the bodies under the airport, or the, you know, all these conspiracy theories and stuff. Yeah, so, I don't know.
Well, what do they say about conspiracy theories? It's, a conspiracy theory is only 6 months away from being proven right, or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, it's like they all are proven right after a while nowadays. I feel like, oh, it was just
I feel like a week.
Yeah, the next thing you know, the aliens are real.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, God, here we go. What do they try to hide now?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now we just believe it and then don't believe the stuff that sounds believable. all right, so how do you...
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's a weird time we're living in right now. Do you want your hours of operation for the business listed online?
I think I keep them as is.
Okay.
I don't think I changed them.
Well,
I think I already set that up, didn't I?
Yeah, so the way you have it, it's kind of different for each day. Like Monday's closed, Tuesday 5 to 7, Wednesday 5 to 7, Thursday 5 to 7, Friday 4 to 7, and then Saturday 8 to 7, Sunday 10 to 7.
Yep.
Just want to just leave it like that?
Yes, please.
Okay, you got it. What's your last name, Juan?
Mendez.
Okay. And is there any, like, partner or other owner I should add to the profile?
No.
Okay. All right, so not standard. Okay, and then they're going to send your PIN verification letter out. We don't have confirmation that you were PIN verified or that it's been completed. So what's the street address that I could send this to? The postcard.
Sure, I'm going to text it to you.
Okay, perfect.
And sitting at a bar. And
oh, you're good.
You can't get text, right? From
yeah.
The number you've been messaging? Okay.
Yeah, if it goes to that 877 number I've been texting you on, it'll come right through to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Are you sure you don't want a box for your breakfast?
Thank you.
got to make sure that this matches with... Okay, it does. Okay. Yeah, because you had some other online listings on here, and I want to make sure that this is the same. Yeah, 1121, apartment 103. Yeah, okay. So this matches up. Do you want me to hide the street address online?
Yeah.
Okay. So your listings online that we create are just going to say Denver, Colorado, 80221. There'll be no street address or turn-by-turn directions.
Cool.
Okay. You don't need anybody showing up.
I'll be going to them anyway.
Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
be going to them anyway.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. So I got the profile created. I got your client interview scheduled for tomorrow between 12 and 1. And then let me just adjust your billing, okay? So I'm going to give you a platinum package bundle. Then we're going to do it for essential pricing structure of just $299. And I'm going to waive all setup fees on it. And then I'm going to send this service agreement to you in writing right now after we secure this first month's payment. And then I'll have you sign off on it. And I'll have everything documented for you there. How did you want to secure your first month's payment, Juan?
It's going to be with my business credit card.
Okay. Now, this has your business name on it as well? And your name?
Sure does.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Juan. So there should be 16 digits, if you can whisper it, since you're in this high traffic area here, 4 digits at a time, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Sure. 5597.
5597.
Mm-hmm. 1502.
1502.
9689.
One more time.
No guess on this, okay?
Thank you. You might want to keep that. I'm gonna have a couple more of these, so. 9689.
9689? Mm-hmm. Okay. 8878.
8878.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
327.
So 327. And then 3-digit code on the back?
856.
You said 856?
Yes.
All right. Now, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification before I run the payment. This is an added form of protection for you. We're going to send this to you in writing, like I said, with the invoice receipt, and you got to sign off on it. Now, if I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, Juan, okay? Just
you
say,
know,
hey, what is that? Okay, I got you. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Upper Hope Pressure Washing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name? Wait, your company is Arapahoe Pressure Washing LLC, correct?
Arapahoe Pressure Washing LLC, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then can you please state your name and title within the company?
Juan Mendez, and I'm the owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Juan, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company?
Yes.
All right. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. I understand it's a part-time gig, so obviously we're only looking for response time like within your business hours of operation as we have them listed. If you're missing calls, you know, try to check back with the guys in the tracking system within 24 to 48 hours.
Of course.
We just want to make sure that, you know, we're not missing opportunities or you're going dead in the water over there. Okay, and then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so we know what you already have. We just don't want any kind of discrepancies. So we just avoid you, like, paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings. So if you're not sure, just double-check with us so we can make sure it doesn't happen.
Of course.
All right, and then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 13th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've made the website optional to you. I know you already have a website there, but just if you ever have a fallout with your website guy, I wanted us to be able to provide a site for you without having to charge you anything extra. So I just kind of left that on the table for the future. Okay. And then I've also waived all setup fees on your campaign. So when the term's completed, the agreement's set up to automatically renew each month on the 13th day, but it's going to remain in that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay, it's indefinite discount. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties, but we do ask that if you are going to discontinue our services, let us know before that 13th day so we could stop that automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
So that was 13 days before the new cycle?
Just let us know before the next bill is due. So like today's the 13th, and the next payment will be on the 13th. I don't think you're going to want to cancel, right? But this is just full disclosure. If you're going to cancel, let us know before that payment processes because it's set up to auto-process. So call us on like
on the
12th. 13th. Yeah, it processes on the 13th. Yeah, call us before the 13th if you want to, because otherwise the machine charges you, then we got to reverse it. We'll still reverse it if we have to, you know, we're not keeping guys money if they don't want to be with us, but it's just, like, we'd rather stop it than to have it do that and reverse it, if that makes sense.
Understood.
Okay. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to run the payment now. When this clears, you're going to start getting some text messages. They're like automations, right? It'll have the outline of the agreement that I set up. It'll have the Google verification form, and it'll have your username and password for you to be able to log into the account dashboard and tracking system. The link for the app only gets emailed to you because there's a YouTube video that'll show you how to use that app. It was made by one of my colleagues here. It's pretty easy. It's like a 7-minute video. And then, yeah, I mean, that's basically it. So, I mean, just to kind of sum it up, to give you, like, step-by-step, because I know it was a long call, sign your subscription terms, fill out that Google verification form. Obviously, you could log into your tracking system if you want. It's going to be pretty blank until we got all the other stuff done. But be available for that client interview tomorrow between 12 and 1, okay? Those are the things we need from you. Okay. After that, we could do everything without you. We just, but you got to answer the phone, you know, try to get good reviews, take care of people, and we'll take care of the rest as far as reeling in the clients and making sure that, you know, your business is listed in the right places to get traffic.
Fantastic. Now, I just have one favor to ask, please.
Yeah, of course.
The website, is it okay that we wait to put it on the listing, the front page listings until Monday? Monday, the 17th?
Wait, say that again?
Yeah, is there any chance, or is there any way that we can wait until the 17th to list the business on the front page of the site of Google Pages until the 17th?
Well, yeah, so we can't actually list you until you're PIN verified. So, the PIN takes 5 business days to get anyway. So it's going to be, you know,
perfect.
I could send it out today, but yeah, you have basically until like this time next week before you have to worry about anything like that. But why are you asking me to hold?
Oh yeah, well, the way you're making it sound, I'm going to have to learn how to use Excel over the weekend.
Oh, you're okay. So one, this is the thing. Like, I have some clients that are, like, 80-year-old guys that have had, like, roofing companies in Denver for, like, 30 years, you know, like, before Google existed. You know, they're not computer savvy at all. Like, they're phone illiterate, you know, darn near. I gotta call them and remind them who I am for like 30 minutes. There's two of them.
Okay.
So it's okay. Like, you have a team here where we're gonna make sure it works for you. Like, we're not getting paid unless you're getting paid. So we're on top of it. You know what I mean? Like, we have a specialist in each department. I have one guy that's just focused on your Facebook page. Got another rep that's gonna be doing your client interview tomorrow. So, like, we'll literally walk you through it step by step. I'm also your account lead. So if you feel like you're missing something, you know, don't hesitate to call. We have 24/7 customer service available to you, too. So even when I'm not here, there's still always a live operator here to help you.
Oh, no, well, that's, I was referring to more like a business management, Excel, like importing data and how to, like, you know what I mean? Like, gaining customer information and... You know, maybe like setting up like a monthly kind of thing for them just to decide, like, they, like for instance, I have this, I'm working on this one, lead. It's a company that does a lot of our, mechanical work for our trucks, for the company that I work for.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm in talks with them right now about having a monthly subscription to where I go once a month and clean out their huge, base because they work on 18-wheeler semis. You know,
gotcha.
So I would need to have, like, information on my, you know, name, frequency, spur footage,
Document
provided,
all that,
you know, and have that, right, document all that in the Excel sheet. And
Know who's really great at that? And a big reason why we got our Google partnership is our CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Our CEO created this whole CRM back-end system that actually saves all of the clients, like, business profiles and information, and it's also hooked up to its own merchant processing. So he had established that before we became a Google partner, and Google was just like, wow. Like, our CEO is just a big tech nerd, really. I mean, I tell him to his face. Like, so he's like, he speaks a foreign language to me, but he created this whole, like, different CRM system, and that was a big deal for Google. When they decided to partner with us, is they were like, wow, this company will be able to manage all of these profiles and host all of these profiles on their own, like, before we were even doing Google verification. We started out as an SEO company in 2004. So, So it's
What's that acronym stand for? Sorry.
CRM?
CRM. Mm-hmm.
I forget the name. I actually just always say CRM system all the time, but it's customer relationship management system. That's what it was.
Yes. Okay.
And it's a good system because, like, everything that we talk about, it gets documented in this system. Like, there's a recorded call, so they have a recording of the conversation. They have the outline of your agreement in writing, like in those links that we sent you. So it saves all of those, like the service agreement for this client and everything we're doing for this particular customer, for the price each month, the billing date. It automatically processes the transaction on their set billing date. Like, he created all of it. He created the entire CRM system. Yeah. So it's insane. Yeah, honestly.
Does he sell that program?
No. He keeps it, and Google was like, the only way we can get access to it is if we give him the partnership. So he actually earned a partnership, so now he owns an entire business that's partnered with Google. And then, of course, Google was already rolling out this program where they wanted to find, they were going to just create the Google partners, you know, but it was like, oh, you already have a whole company over here that has a CRM system that's going to be able to facilitate it. So they had rolled us into that partner program, and we actually have premier partner status. So it's the highest possible partnership that you could attain with Google. We generate over $6 million a month for them.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, but it's mostly because of that CRM. I don't think Google really would have had any other reasons to, like, have to work with us or really want to work with us outside of that. You know, they could have provided the service and hired people in-house to kind of maintain it or get guys coming out of college and do it entry level and have them maintain it. But they really wanted that CRM system. They want to be able to, at some point, I think, use that or get that from him, but he's holding out. So he created the whole thing.
Yeah, no.
His name's David Rodecker. Yeah, he graduated, or he went to USC and UCLA, but he graduated out of USC. So you could see him on there if you look up David Rodecker, and then there's a couple of buildings across the street that have his last name on it and stuff, and we're right across from Google here.
Dude.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's so smart because, I mean, that is a new gold mine, you know?
Yeah, just managing it, you know, that's the hardest part for any business is that having that customer relationship management, because you can't remember all this stuff, you know? Once you have, like, 10 clients, you just start forgetting things, and, you know, so having that helps. But your tracking system is going to help a lot with that. It's going to have all their information and their numbers, so if you feel like stuff's slipping your mind, you could always go in there. You know, and they'll have their information saved. There's even recordings in there. If they use the click-to-call feature on Google and call you, it'll actually have, like, a recording of that call. So you could hear yourself, like, pitch them, like, oh, yeah, I remember this was that deal. You know, this is what I quoted them, or I told them I'd be here at this time, you know. That'll help you a lot.
And it's all accessible to me?
Yeah, that's all accessible to you through the tracking system and app.
What kind of information is accessible to me? So
here, actually, I can show it to you. It's pretty blank right now, but go to your text. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see there's a link in one of the texts. Let me look at it so I can tell you. The one that says, welcome, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. And it says your username is your phone number, and your password is Map Internet. And then there's a link right there.
Okay.
You click on that my.localsplash.com, and then put in your username and password. So it's your username, your phone number. Password is Map Internet, all one word. And you could change this too once you log into there, but just so you could see it.
Yeah, I'll do it later. Okay, I'm there.
Okay. Pretty blank, obviously, right now because we haven't done anything yet, right? But yeah, so you have access to various different things. You'll see these tabs at the top.
Okay.
So it'll have like, yeah, exactly. So it'll give you insights, like it has Google Insights. If you're doing Google Ads with us or you upgrade to that later, it gives you a breakdown on like how many leads, clicks, calls you're getting. Same thing with the Facebook ads. It'll track it all. So right now it's blank, but once we have it up and running, you know, you'll start seeing these fill up with information from these clients. And if you, like, fast forward, like, hey, I did that client last month, but he's asking me to come back out. I don't remember what I charged him or told him I would give him. You know, you could literally go into this tracking system and then pull that call, you know, from there, from his lead, from your lead section.
Question.
Yeah.
So, now this is me being selfish, obviously.
Yeah.
But do I have to put in information through this portal?
No. It happens automatically.
Whatever I input.
Yeah.
From the phone calls.
Oh, no. You don't have to implement any information. You can if you want, but you don't have to. Okay. It'll actually fill in on its own from that conversation. Because if... So, put it this way, Juan.
That's interesting.
Right. Right, so like if you type in pressure washing, right, you'll see these guys on the first page, and then there's a little phone icon on that listing for the Google Places guys. It just looks like a phone. If they click on that from their iPhone or Android to call you, that recording is a business call. So we're legally allowed to record it and track it because they're calling your business, the business call. So it saves in there. And then it kind of tries to type up like the information too, but... There's a whole recording in there, so it'll have it where you could read it, or you could press the play button, and then it'll have, like, the actual audio you could listen to. But it
types
it out.
Is this information shared with anyone?
No, it's just for you. It's just so that we could show you the clients we're bringing in and kind of track everything for you. So it's just for you. The only people that have access to this is you, and then I could see it here on the back end, like, if you called me and... You were like, hey, you know, what did you guys do for me last month? I'm like, okay, well, let's log into your tracking system. You know, I can show you. Here's the customers. Remember this guy? You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good little tool for us to be able to show clients what they pay us for. But it's also good
for you to
be able to keep track of your customers and what you're getting from it, too. So, and you could request reviews through here. So that'll be a good tool for you. And then we do have an app version, so they'll send you an email separately with a YouTube video to show you how to use all these tabs and the benefits of them.
And his dad is not shared with anyone else.
It's not shared with anybody else, Juan. The only people that get access to it would be our customer department, like our company, and then you.